Hi, my name is Shauna from NewMe.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm speaking with Deanna from New York, New York. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Shauna. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to meet you. I'm wondering if you can start by describing your ideal client for us.
Sure. My ideal client is really ambitious and driven professionals who are looking for satisfaction and meaning in their life, which is not at the cost of their personal and home life. What I've found to be a perfect partnership is with people who want to get promoted or want to increase their impact in their current role or are looking for personal and professional growth. Really, people who want to get to their next phase of their career. Or usually a lot of people end up talking about what is their next career, that they want to make a shift, a career change. So that's a topic that I discussed a lot with my ideal clients. And finally, they're looking for someone to keep them accountable, carry them through the transition time, which is where it's very easy to lose your focus or keep straight what is important and what isn't.
Absolutely. That's great. Now, how do you like to help your clients succeed? Do you use a certain process?
I see it more as a partnership. The way that I will describe it is that my role for my clients is to be their North Star, to hold their North Star so that they don't lose sight of it, and bring the map and the compass. And finally, their role is to chart their path as long as it gets them to that place. So in the beginning, I would partner with them to define what are those big projects or milestones that they want to reach in the future, then break it down into smaller pieces and see where are things going well and where they're getting off that beaten path and what's getting in the way. And then from there on, I'll try to steer them in when they get off track. I'll provide the necessary elevation and perspective so they can focus on what is really important. And last but not least, challenge them on their assumptions and beliefs and decisions so that they actually can reach their full potential. And at the end of the day, I really want us to end up with a set of tangible and meaningful actions and practices that they can take on that are really getting them to that North Star. It's not unlike leading a team or a project or your reports, really. It's truly a partnership.
That's wonderful. So I'm wondering if you can share any feedback that you've received from some of your past clients.
Yeah, the words that have come up in multiple conversations is that I'm courageous, insightful, and caring. And I think what stands behind the courageous is that I often go there. So there's things that people don't want to see or want to avoid. And clients are often very crafty in making it easy to avoid a certain topic and they shift the direction. And my role is really to go and point out, well, I think you really wanted to talk about this, but this is what will be more helpful. So the courage to go there. Then in terms of insightfulness, the way that I see it is that where this has shown up is that I try to see the picture as very simple pieces and get to the point, make it very concise so it doesn't have the bells and whistles around it and really makes it easy for people to get to the core, get to the point. So that's what I have heard as insight. And finally, like where coaching can be very confrontational, my approach has always been to have no judgment, and that has translated in the feedback as people feel like they are taken care of, and it's a very loving approach and very warm approach while still getting to that kind of more direct message at the end.
That's great. So I'm curious, Deanna, what is your background and how did you get into coaching?
I got into coaching the long way. So I started my career in finance as a quant in the beginning of 2008 crisis. From there on, at some point, decided that while finance is fascinating, I really wanted to get experience in more industries and more topics. So switched to external management consulting, where I constantly changed functions and industries. So got to experience so many different ways of people approaching leadership, their companies, their life, and becoming an advisor to those leaders. And after doing that for some time, moved to internal consulting work, which allowed me to do the same thing, but at a deeper level. So building on those relationships, but making them long lasting, and also in the process, leading a team of 15 people. And during the pandemic, which was a trigger for a lot of us to rethink where what we're doing and where we're going, I had the opportunity to think about what have I really enjoyed in my career. And the one consistent thing has been the joy that comes with seeing a person really grow and get to a new place, a more exciting place, which is when I decided that I want to make this the core of my work instead of only a part of it. So I transitioned into full-time coaching. So yeah, like the background is finance, management and strategy consulting. I did my MBA as a way to make some of those transitions. And this is my third career pivot. And now I'm started a coaching training program to make sure that I have the same tools as a coach would have. But it's really a combination of my corporate leadership experience with the core coaching principles that got me here.
That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Shauna.